Hi, my name is Dr. Elizabeth Page, and I'm going to walk you through a practice for a petting meditation or a pet-centered meditation. This is the first one in a series of 10 that I'll be doing monthly for you at the very beginning of each month. They'll be set to music composed and played by Stephen Gruskin. The first thing I want you to do is get into a meditation pose, with your dog sitting next to you or on your lap. This pose should be upright and comfortable, yet not so comfortable that you're going to fall asleep. First thing you're going to do is take 3 deep breaths, in through your nose and out through your mouth. 1, 2, 3. Now scan down your body, recognizing any sensations or emotions you are feeling. Start by petting your pet the way she likes it best. You may want to change where you stroke your pet if she gets restless. You can also choose to focus on your pet's breathing or heartbeat. Every time your mind wanders, label it as observing, planning, remembering, judging, or worrying, and then refocus on stroking your pet. If your thoughts fall into more than one category, label them as both. If they fall outside these categories, label them as none. And remember that if your mind wanders, that's all part of the meditation. It's not what label you choose that matters, just as long as you choose a label and go back to paying attention to your pet. When it is all over, scan down your body again, recognizing any sensations or emotions you are feeling to assess whether the petting meditation impacted your body or your mood. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to do it on your own. As your mind wanders, label it as observing, planning, remembering, judging, or worrying, and then refocus on stroking your pet. Once again, every time your mind wanders, label it as observing, planning, remembering, judging, or worrying, and then refocus on stroking your pet. Your pet could be a dog or a cat or even a rabbit or a gerbil or a hamster or anything else that you consider your pet and that likes to be pet or stroked. Some people even do this with stuffed animals if they don't have a pet around. Okay, you've been doing this for 5 minutes. Good job. If you want to learn more about the Petitations, you can get the Petitation Companion off of Amazon, or you can look on my website, PetitationsPlus.com, PetitationsPlus.com. Tune in next month for the PET scan. I hope you enjoyed this meditation and that you'll practice it during the next month. Take care.